Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think it's marvelous. Really fine.
Some of it really fine.
Some of it's really fine. Hi. How you doing? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Friday Fest on the Mike O'Mara
Stacked
Show.
Stacked house today, Mike. Yeah.
Some of the interns are really fine.
Some of the interns are really fine. I like the young ones. Yes, sir. The young interns. Really fine.
The new interns are really fine.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. How you doing? Hey, you the neighbor? I'm the poor American relative. Hey,
and new shirt travels fast.
Hey, that's it. I haven't been new anything.
Yeah. Hey. I'll be dead in 9 months.
Ba-ba-ba-boo. Hey, David Bowie. Come on in. No, come on in.
Look how frail you are. I'm almost scared to hit you.
Yeah, I tell you right now, but I still think I could knock you down, boy.
Hey, you too, huh? White Christmas.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo.
Some of it really
fine. Gary, finish your breakfast or I'll throw you down the stairs again. Ba-boo.
Look at all my sons wearing sunglasses.
Here come, they told me. Hey, what are you looking at me cross-eyed for? I'll slap you silly. I'm
hey,
Bing.
I have trouble remembering lyrics. Would it be okay if I projected them on my son's forehead?
You win. That's the end. Rofo, yes. Subbing for Pony Boy, who's in therapy today.
Severe
after the
therapy.
Week he's had.
Yes.
Nice to see you, Rob Ford.
It's
how
great
are you?
To see you, Mike.
It's great to see you. Some of it's really fine. Rofo, yes siree. Currently producing the Tony Perkins Show. How's Gary Stein?
Gary Stein's a handful, as always.
Yeah, handful. That's great. Hey, before we get started, we got Stacey Keach coming on. What an iconic performer, a man that's been in everything, a man that's been around for so long in so many television shows. He's done everything.
Did
an
you realize
actor can
he had
do.
Done so much theater? I didn't realize did he had not, done so much theater.
You never do. You never do unless you see him in the theater.
That's
you never
true.
Do. If you're a Broadway guy, you see him, or if you're out and about in the countryside.
He did Shakespeare, some of it really fine.
Really fun. He's terrific, and he's got a new show that's coming on, A Man with a Plan, starring Stacey Keach and Matt LeBlanc and Kevin Nealon. It airs Mondays at 8:30 p.m. on CBS right after Kevin Can Wait, and we will have Stacey Keach here in a few minutes. Before we do that, you know, nothing gets me going like a negative thread.
Controversy. Yeah. Some of it really fine.
Nothing gets the fan club going like a negative thread.
They love it.
Because the fan club... I could talk about political persuasions and the fact that I'm very excited about a new show, and 13 of them will go, yeah, okay. But if you put something on there about hating Wide Open Wednesday, then they get happy,
mm-hmm.
and they get excited, and they want to join in, whether it's positive or negative, because that's what those clubs are. That's what they do.
I want to share my opinion.
That's what they do. Yep. And so there was a great... But I will tell you something. I also like it because it's material for me.
Of course.
Not all the time, but some of the time it is. If something pisses me off that I read, I usually dive right in, and I like to get the feedback. Because it actually is it is something that in this particular circumstance, you will find the end result of this, I think, is something that... generated a good idea, an idea that I think we should try. And,
okay.
and if you guys agree or disagree, let me set the whole thing up
please.
For you.
Are they pro-net neutrality or against it?
How do they feel about Bitcoin?
I think they think it's fine. So the thing about the fan club is they jumped in on a thread about the fact that I'm too rough on callers on Wide Open Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that that is shtick that we have been doing for a very, very long time. And I think I've got it figured out. I think there are people that like somebody slamming me for saying, I find Wide Open Wednesday unlistenable. It's just so, Mike's so mean to the callers. I don't know if you know the history of what we've done, but that's always been the shtick.
Yeah.
It's never... it's never anything that is totally personal, nor is
and
it totally real.
If you fight
real,
through it, you can come out on top like Mohammed Mo with his stock tip of the week.
You can get a guy that's a regular caller.
A regular.
We crack up at that. It's just hysterically funny. But by and large, the Wide Open Wednesday segment is something that we motor through as fast as we can because we want to get as many calls on. And when you hear me bitch about calls coming in, you know, that's true. We have a show that is consumed with a, what do you call it, a tail?
A long tail.
So nice people don't listen. Don't listen, per se, the same day we're offering it up. That's a very, very small part of our listening audience. Yeah.
Shame.
So when we do that, the reason we send out push notifications is because somebody who might be listening to the show next Wednesday will say, oh, I'll call him anyway just because I want to talk to the
guy.
So
that's time.
That's our primary. Yeah, that's the look behind the curtain, and that is the primary reason that we have to goose for calls and the reason that the calls are not there because it's not consumed like radio where you're on right away and everybody's listening. The show has a very, very long tail. The second part of this is when the people like the fact that they were bitching about when Wide Open Wednesday, I completely understand that you're angry because you're afraid. And I understand that. I understand that the people that are passionately with this guy who is saying, I'm afraid to call, well, that makes you angry. When you're afraid of something, you get angry at it.
Sure.
That's the American way. We're waving that flag right now. If we're afraid of something, we hate it, and we get angry at it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bitch at me, fluffball, because you're afraid to call in and get your ass handed to you, because we get our asses handed to us every single day. That's the arena we live in. We don't mean anything by it. We're having fun. So if you're going to come in and you're going to go bidet, 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 or you're not going to be ready for the call, or you're not going to listen, we have fun with it because it's our job to make it entertaining for the people that are listening.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So I get that. Now, what came out of so the people that were whining
the same
about
space is the mailbag.
It's the same space as the mailbag. You
no,
don't
the
like
the mailbag. That's the safe space.
The safe space.
Yeah, the safe. But people bitch about that, and you know they used it as that opportunity. A lot of people like total freeform radio. They want it just to be wide open in there, and you know you could support me once in a while.
Well,
could just not play the devil's advocate.
I said
once
the
in
safe.
A while.
I think saying this. I think you already have some sort of agenda that I've put on the table.
I have a huge agenda.
I said the safe space is the mailbag, which in turn backs your point up.
But we know what you've said about the mailbag in the past.
I don't like the mailbag.
No, yeah, he loves the mailbag.
I wanted to cancel Thursday's birthdays.
I know you did. I know you did.
Thursday's birthdays. That's almost a couplet.
Here it is. I said I don't like the people that take their frustration and their lack of courage out on me. We're not shooting you. We're not giving live fire here. We're doing a radio show.
True.
That is not serious. There is nothing in the mailbag that is really serious except for when somebody talks about somebody that was sick and we made them feel better. That's special and we love that.
Love it.
But the fact is, by and large, it's fluff. We take shots from people.
Welcome to our world. It's beautiful.
That's the world. We have fun.
Yeah. Mm.
We have fun. And the same thing with Wide Open Wednesday. We have fun with that. It's like, if Mike's in a bad mood, I don't even stay with the show. I'm going to move on. I'll kiss my Irish balls.
Aren't you usually in a bad mood?
And when have
you?
Yes, almost every other day.
Maybe
2 days on, 2 days off.
I would say 4 days
and
on.
And sort of a two-step forward, one-step
just
back.
Shut up right
sort
now.
Sort of a
okay.
DJ MC scat cat type deal there.
You know, Rob and I do have... And this is the God honest truth, right?
Yes.
And you wouldn't be you. Because, again, it can't be all, puppy dogs and
lollipops,
ice cream,
right?
Whatever.
Yeah. No.
It can't. But Rob and I, to a day, at the end, when you sign off, he's like, oh, today he was in a good mood. We go back and forth about it. Like,
yeah.
Like, he was in a good mood today. Yeah.
And I can tell Oscar when you come in and you're tamponed out. You know, I should have said that. Edit that out. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
He said tamponed out.
That was misogyny.
That's
because Oscar was talking. Oscar got a letter about misogyny, so I said
Did
that.
You know tampon is the actual French word for eraser, I believe.
That's right. I'm terribly sorry. I retract that.
Google search that.
In this climate, I should not say that, okay?
Yeah.
I really shouldn't. I'm my sincere apologies. Oh, here it is. The bit when people are afraid of calling in, I can't do anything about that. We're moving at a certain pace. But what came out of the thread, and I don't know who wrote it because it's not in front of me right now, but I like the idea because someone said, and I don't think this is necessarily a bad idea to do this on Wide Open Wednesday.
Right.
Somebody said perhaps what we do is we do have a particular topic that we're talking about. And we could pre-promote it, and it might direct the callers, because you know what? For the people that call and say, hey, how you doing? Love the show. Yes, I understand that part. I understand that part is tedious, and you know something? It's tedious for all of us, too. We don't know how to handle it a lot of the times, and it's not. And it's not a real subject that we can get going on. And we don't expect you to drive the content of the show, not by any stretch of the imagination. But if we come up with a topic on Wide Open Wednesday, so I wanted to throw out that to my colleagues and say, you know, out of that negative thread, by the way, with you know, 50 people plus deciding that they liked it, you know, when I'm sitting there beating my brains out trying to promote political persuasions and 13 of you go, yeah, I thought it was good. You know, it's something that really, you know, how about supporting what we do because we're trying to generate new content?
Please.
All right. But at the same time, what I took out of that thread was the, you know, you have the John, I think it's John Crandalls and the Mike Stones, the pure dicks that get fully turgid when there's a negative threat, okay? Mm-hmm. I throw those guys out because they
outliers.
Just love...
They're outliers.
They love to bash, and they are bitter and lonely and unhappy, and I understand that. But when you get the people that are legitimate fans of the show, I give you the Roniques of the world.
Yes.
Who like the threat.
Yes.
When you get the... well, she wasn't on the threat. I didn't see her on the on the threat. But you do Beth Hoyle.
Still a fan.
Yes. You know, bad Beth Hoyle.
Yeah.
When bad Beth Hoyle is on there... And she, well, no, she's a negative, too. She loves the negative. She does. There's not a negative threat she doesn't want to
join. There's a certain breed that you're Liz's.
Let me take names out of it.
People that are in and people that are out.
Let me take names off the deal. I think that the idea of providing a topic might be something I will try.
Would they be limited to the topic, though? What if they had something so sizzling that was outside of your topicality?
Like kidney failure.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't, you know, it can be a bit of a slog for us as well. It can be, you know, a little tough. So that's it. I've said my piece, and, you know, we do have to, do we have to break for Mr. Keach?
Let's take a quick break and we'll have him on the line.
All right. Very cool.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll talk to Stacey Keach. Then we may revisit this topic.
I love really the not, topics. I love
I'm not
this.
Quite done
this
yet.
Is
okay.
Perfect.
Thank you, Fluffballs.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When did you leave?
January 21st,
1965. You remember that?
It's Thursday. Very snowy out. 7.2 inches of snow that day.
Jeez, that's just after Mom died, New Year's.
Yeah, Mom died. January 5th, 1965.
And you remember that day? You remember that day that you left?
Short and sudden illness.
You remember that day?
Yeah.
You left?
Yeah.
But was I there? Where was I?
You were in the window. You waved to me. Bye-bye, Rain Man. Bye-bye, Rain Man.
You were the one that sang to me?
Yeah.
Did I like it when you sang to me?
Yeah.
Did we sing any other songs? You like the Beatles?
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
And my mic was turned down the whole time. I was trying to get out of that because Mr. Peach is waiting. When it's all redone, when it's pre-done, when it's lazily pre-done so one button is hurt, It's got to be Fleet of Foot. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are brought to you by Hims. Men, the holidays are here. If you're going to be around family and friends that you only see this time of year, how do you look? Well, you can look your best thanks to Hims, a new wellness brand for men. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness just for men. Thanks to science, baldness is optional. You don't have to lose your hair. Keep your hair in spite of your genetics. Hims has FDA-approved, well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair, not herbal supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. There's no waiting room and no awkward doctor visits. You can save hours by going to 4hims.com. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5. Do it today. While supplies last, see the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's 4hims.com/TMOS. Look better, feel better, do better with Hims. That's 4hims.com/TMOS. And now he's been waiting patiently. Let's get Mr. Stacy Keach on the line. Stacy Keach, it is such a pleasure to have you with us. I've watched you for many, many years, and it's a true delight to finally have you on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you, Mike. It's nice to be on your show.
You are here to promote one of your, I know you've done, at last count, 150,000 projects, film, television, and now this is a television show that you are going to be in. Man with a Plan, starring Stacy Keach. Man of the Plan, Matt LeBlanc, Kevin Nealon, airs Mondays at 8:30 on CBS, right after Kevin Can Wait. And, we've been watching you for so long. I have to tell you that probably my favorite Stacy Keach work is the narration you've done. You've been doing narrations. Your voice has been heard on so many different programs. But what I didn't know is that you are a preeminent American interpreter of Shakespeare. I missed that one because I don't consume the product, so I didn't know that. But you're a Shakespeare guy. What's that, Stacy?
That's understandable that you didn't know that about me, because a lot of people don't. I mean, the truth of that, because Shakespeare is a very kind of isolated audience. I haven't done any Shakespeare on television. That's what I need. I take that back. Back way back before you were born. Back in the 60s, late 60s, we did three Shakespeare's for television for KCET in New York, where it was the public television station in New York. It wasn't KCET. But anyway, and I love doing Shakespeare. It's a challenge. But I mean, I went to the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art with the intention, when I was a young actor, of being able to do classical theater. That was kind of what my goal was at the time, and so that's when I went to London to get some training, and came back and started working with the New York Shakespeare Festival, also the Shakespeare Theater in Washington D.C. And over the years, I've done quite a few of the big Shakespearean roles. For me, it's a great challenge, and it's a measure of success in terms of how well I feel I can have done in one of those great parts like Hamlet or King Lear.
Yeah, I think when you do Shakespeare, that can it's a springboard for you can do anything. And certainly, as far as actors are concerned, it would probably be impossible to pigeonhole you. You have never been a certain type. I think people would think of you as Mike Hammer and in the detective roles, but you're versatile in comedy. Obviously, the new program that you're doing with Matt LeBlanc is a comedy, and you go back and forth seamlessly from the investigative journalist, the prison warden, to a comedy like this. Tell me more about Man with a Plan. What's that all about?
Well, it's about Matt LeBlanc. I mean, he's a master at comedy, and I've learned so much from him just working with him and watching him and listening to him. And he's also one of the executive producers on the show, which is to our great advantage because of his knowledge. He can impart that to not only the actors but also the writers and the producers and the directors.
You are no stranger to television, and I think I most think of you as Mike Hammer. And when I was doing research, you worked actually with John Huston when you made Fat City, and John Huston pretty much invented the hard-boiled detective genre when he made The Maltese Falcon. Were you able to take anything from John Huston's direction and bring that to the character of Mike Hammer?
I didn't really, no, the answer, the short answer is no. I mean, I took so many other wonderful things from John Huston. I mean, he inspired me in so many different ways. But as far as Mike Hammer, not necessarily. But as Hemingway,
yeah,
I got a lot out of John Huston for Hemingway when I did Hemingway. And I'm still doing it. I'm doing a one-man show called Pamplona, which is going to be in Chicago at the Goodman Theater in July. But anyway, Mike Hammer was not in, you know, his lexicon, but Humphrey Bogart,
yeah,
was somebody that I really admired and studied in terms of his, you know, the way he played Sam Spade.
Right.
There's an element of that in Mike Hammer for sure.
I want to ask you about, you know, with your career, and this might be a question you can or you cannot answer, but the phone rings right now for you, Stacey Keach, mm-hmm. and it is a, yeah. and let's say they're all great projects. It's a great TV project, it's a great film role, or it's a great narration, or a great stage play. Which are you going to get the most excited about? If they're all wonderful projects, which is the genre you're going to go to first?
I think... Probably television.
Oh, wow. Surprised at that.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is because, I mean, if somebody would put a gun to my head and said, you've got to make a choice between television, movies, and theater, I probably would choose theater. But, the thing is, what's happened in the digital world today, you can convey a stage performance or even a movie by a television. I mean, the Netflix syndrome,
right.
is revolutionized. I think the way we regard things. So, my kids. I've got two wonderful kids, and they're both in their late 20s. They don't even watch television anymore. I mean, they get all their stuff on the computer. They stream. Streaming is, I think streaming is the way of the future. So that's
yeah,
why.
I mean, if this show, Man with a Plan, becomes a hit, people are going to binge on it.
Sure.
That's just the way they're going to consume it. Oscar, I know you wanted to get one in before we have to let Stacey
Keach
go here.
Yes, please. Hearing the sirens in the background and your voice remind me of your gangbuster job on American Greed as the narrator.
Oh, the narration's so spectacular.
Oh, my God. You're the voice of a show that shows us the underbelly of American greed. How many of those can you knock out in a day? I'm fascinated by the way you narrate them and how many people, how many times they get churned out during the week.
Oh, well, thanks for mentioning that show. I love doing that show. Yeah, no, I've done two in a day. It's too much. We decided that one show's enough. I mean, to get it right and to get it, get the details right, get everything just the way not only I want it but the producers want it and the network. One a day. And it takes a couple of, a few hours. But
the show is Man with a Plan, starring Matt LeBlanc and Stacey Keach. Miss Stacey, I wouldn't be able to let you go before I'm going to just do a word association with you. Okay, I'm going to give you names. I just want a word describing it. It's going to be hard to do, but let's just do it before you get out of here. George C.
Guys,
Scott.
I'm really sorry. I wish I could.
Oh, the publicist. The publicist got on the line.
It's 7 minutes and 30 seconds, sir.
It's 7 minutes and 30 seconds. That's wonderful. Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Oh, man.
Who's Bonus. The publicist? Yeah, that's the, we've discussed that on the show before, the publicist that jumps in and says, hi, guys. We were at the 8-minute mark of a 10-minute interview, but we were late getting to it because we had to hear Rain Man again. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You've heard about them, you've craved them, you've coveted them. You know what I'm talking about. Fruitcake. That's right. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, 12 days of fruitcake, progressive jackpot Christmas spectacular. Rob, could you have come up with a shorter name? Is that possible?
It could have been shorter, Mike, but it wouldn't really capture how important these cakes are.
All right. Well, the only way to get your hands on one of Rob's whiskey-soaked, fruit-filled, nut-laden logs is by doing this. Send an email to fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com, 200 words or less. What happens if they go over 200 words?
We kill them.
Tell us why you deserve deserve to win. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we pick your letter, we'll call you. And if you answer, you win. What if they don't answer, Rob? What happens then?
It's a progressive sweepstakes. The fruitcakes roll over to the next day. Ooh!
Enter now and get ready to win. Again, that's fruitcake at MikeOMaraShow.com. Oscar Santana, what's so special about a Rob Spiewak fruitcake?
It's a limited edition. We only do it once a year.
The Mike O'Mara Show, 12 Days of Fruitcake, Progressive Jackpot Christmas Spectacular. Get involved now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're in need of great talent for your business but short on time, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then, ZipRecruiter puts smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employees who posted on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
We have a choice here, Mike.
Mike, all I can tell you is I never try to mess you up. I try to make it work.
Let me, for people that should be aware of what was going on during the opening of the show, I was literally going like this. It was everything I could do, but it played and played and played. And the reason it played and played is because elements are edited together so it's one button, and then I think if we were...
Before we move on, I just want to add this, if you don't mind. There is something fun about having Rob Ford in studio when we have a complete meltdown here on the show.
Right.
Rob Ford, you've
booked guests on the Tony Perkins show, so you understand that publicists give you a window.
Oh yeah, they can be the worst sometimes. They really can be.
And the worst thing that can happen during an interview is when you're interviewing somebody and you're right at the end. I even made reference to the fact that we were wrapping up. Whoever the dink publicist was from Mr. Keach jumped in and said, "Sorry guys, we have to." And that person was, that I've said that before, that when you're doing an interview, it's happened to us on the radio, it's happened. It is the most disrespectful thing you can do in the world. And they do it because we are not putting, we just, it happens. It happens to everybody. It's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. It happens to everybody.
The one thing we could have controlled is, and I think for protocol.
Is getting to him early.
In the long run, Rob, don't be afraid of just potting that down and then.
Well, I was trying to get him
after.
To do that.
We could do it.
I was waving my hands up in the air, and you were having an argument.
We were counting down the seconds because I was asking how long,
and it's a relatively short, ridiculously long
piece of tape, and it's been played before. How many times has that been played?
I think in the history of the show, 3 times.
We reminded him.
I might make an argument.
I can check. I can tell you. But I did play it because I know I've played it before. It's been a long time since we played it. It's one that we both enjoy. It is. And it's one because of its horrible inappropriateness. Well, and I just thought it might be fun.
But I also didn't know that the publicist was going to jump in.
We reminded Rob and I each other, like, these should be broken up, or there should be a version that's broken up so you can just pod down and move on, right?
Absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
So we were actually talking about that. Before we got on the line or after.
So, Rofo, welcome to the best show of the week.
My point is, Rofo, I swear, he could not stand up.
You enjoy my pain, don't you, Rofo?
It's not your pain he's enjoying.
Okay, martyr. It is my pain.
He loves seeing things go wrong, and I'm also wondering if he has a thing.
He's physically turned off.
He is, and my thing is, what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to martyrize this. What I'm saying is, why is he here so often when things go wrong? Does he have bad luck charm?
Maybe he is. Maybe that's what I think.
Has
he been here before when things went wrong? When we were interrupted during a really nice interview with Mr. Keach.
By the way,
who was like, if he, you know, maybe the interview would have been, we would have gotten all the questions in if it wasn't.
Now we've turned on everyone.
Now I'm
Ew. I know it's 9:20.
Let me ask you this.
By the way, I never said that we were going to break before. We were going to do the interview before the break.
I know.
We were
going
to do the.
But
we were going to do the Wide Open Wednesday discussion, and then we were going to break, and then we were going to come back with Stacey.
It was my interpretation because we got so close to 20 minutes after.
Let me ask you this.
I was trying to guess. I'm sorry.
What was worse? The time where Gary Stein booked a guest and it was on West Coast time and you guys were here on East Coast time, or when that publicist
that's a pretty
through.
Big screw up.
Oh, 3 hours. Yeah.
3 hours screw up.
That's a stunning screw up. Who did the interview?
It was for the Ringo show.
And it was Ringo?
Oh no.
Oh my God. What did Tony do? Did Tony have a meltdown?
He handled it very, very well. He had a nicely, you know, call.
Better than I do?
He's
a TV guy. He's got more self-control.
But he had a dinner that he had planned with his family, because, he's always working all the time. So he had the day off. He was going to do the interview, and he had to call his family and cancel their dinner.
So a 3 o'clock or a 4 o'clock interview became a 7 o'clock interview? That's the way that went?
It ended up happening a little earlier, though, but we were ready there to stand there till 7 o'clock.
Wow. But you got to wait. I mean, with Tony Perkins, you have to wait for Ringo.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you have to. And they were in the middle of a rehearsal before a show. Like, there was, like, no way we can move it up.
I didn't know this was happening until I walked into the back room. And the lights were off.
Oh, so you were actually here.
And all I saw was a silhouette of Tony Perkins in the corner of the room. I said, is everything okay, Tony? And he's on the phone, and he gave me the one finger, like, 1 minute. And I'm like, oh, this isn't good. and then he goes, Oscar, let me ask you a question. And I said, well, go ahead. I was like, when's the fridge going to be stocked? He goes, no, I don't care about the fridge.
What was the question?
He said, have you ever booked an interview on East Coast time, but it's supposed to be on West Coast time and not know that? I said, I don't think I've done that. He goes, well, Gary just did. And now I have to sit here for 3 hours.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a big screw up. That's a really big screw up. I have, in the years I've been doing this, I have several pet peeves that is without question in my top five of the publicist that jumps in at the end. It is so rude.
I remember hearing it on Don and Mike, and you guys would go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they just, it's, look, they have their job to do. We have our job to do. And getting back to the Wide Open Wednesday discussion as far as our job, we really didn't get a chance
Topics.
To amplify it. What I worry about if we lay topics out to the listening audience, I worry that it would be something that that would sound almost like regular talk radio, which I cannot stand.
The reason that it is slightly valid in our situation is that very few people that call in are listening live, and even when they do, there is a delay because of the internet feed. It's hard for one call to build on the other and build sort of a linear topic line that happens on talk radio. Like, when a topic is laid out, callers will build on each other because they're hearing the callers. A lot of times our callers are calling out of the blue.
And we don't do it for, we're not going to do the calls. We never do the calls for the entire show.
Right.
Imagine if we did this topic, right? We never would do it. But if we did, and it was like Eli Manning, does he have an extra chromosome or not? Right?
Right.
The thing about a topic is it's got to be relevant. And it's once again, it gets back to the long tail of the show. I understand people when people call in and say, hey, how are you? And they don't have anything to say. And I get frustrated because I'm trying to move the calls along. I understand that. But at the same time, if we give you a topic, I just think we basically enslave ourselves to whatever that topic is.
What if the responsibility is on them to keep the topic going?
Because I don't want to give the content responsibility to the audience. I don't think that's fair.
So you're saying
we might try it. If we try it, we would we'd have to do it probably with the push notifications and with the Facebook Live to set it up.
Absolutely.
Today, what are your thoughts on
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, overrated or not?
That's right. Will you ever see your book?
This is spitballing, and you may have something there because maybe if the topics are complete idiocy.
Jimmy would call it, he would be pissed.
It's not overrated. No, Jimmy doesn't get pissed. Jimmy's not like me. Jimmy's not like me. Jimmy tolerates.
We should try it and see if the overall feeling is that does the topic, the issuing of a topic, does it limit it? Or does it push it to the next level? Because it could easily go either way, but without putting it in practice, we won't know.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a dilemma.
Mesothelioma.
Yeah, real or not.
That's right.
No,
right?
See, that's it. First of all, we don't need a topic. We don't need a topic until next Wednesday.
Tuesday, so, really. We should come up with it Tuesday and promote it Tuesday night. And that way people can craft really, calls that are really fine.
Fine. They're fine.
Doesn't the responsibility fall on the call screener, though?
No, absolutely
not.
The call screener you can get call screeners that I'm sure if you get a show like Rush Limbaugh where there's a real process to weed out the
and
pranksters and stuff like that. But the fact is, and a pro.
really, our solution is to take as much power away from the call screener as possible. Mm-hmm. That's
well,
what success
you know,
lies.
I don't want to be taking power away from everybody on the show. You know, I mean, because it starts with a board op, call screener. We move right down the line. Board
Phony,
op, don't
stay
pay attention.
Home.
That's right.
The thing about it is, I'm still mad about that. But anyway, moving right
too,
along.
Actually, I'm sorry that I'm sorry it happened.
Yeah. The thing about the topic is, if we try it, we can always go back to doing it the old way, or we can bag it.
Rofo and I don't want the yelling and the uncomfortable radio to stop.
To go away?
We can look at each other and we're like, please don't make up. Please
we
don't
make
up.
You have a call.
We have a call.
There's a call.
We have a Josh from Washington State. Josh, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. By the way, our phone lines are always open, as we're proving right now. It's 888-920-6673. Josh, what do you have to say?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. What's going on?
Good, good. Hey, I was wondering if we can get Kim Jong-un on sexual harassment. Maybe he can get fired.
Okay, thank you very much. That was
See, that's the problem with the calls.
Yeah.
Off topic.
But I chuckled. It was completely off topic.
Fix that.
That was okay.
Hey, why don't you fix that joke,
We're on the air now. Some of us are listening live. Yeah. Weigh in, callers.
Yeah.
Weigh in on what you think about Wide Open Wednesday.
Sexual harassment. Fake
having,
news
no,
or not.
No, having a topic or not. Whether we should do a topic. That's
definitely
about
fake.
Our world. If you would like to weigh in on it and what you think, 888-920-6673. But don't yell at me on your little fan page when you're afraid to call in because you think I'm going to be mean.
You're sounding a little like O'Reilly.
Well, it's really your fan
your
page.
Little fan it is your little fan page. Don't yell at me because you don't have the balls to call. That's what I was going to say.
What, are you scared? Are you scared to call?
Scared. By the way, could that publicist be any more publicist?
No.
Publicist-y?
That's like if you called Central Casting and said send over a publicist.
Hey, excuse me. I'm sorry, but we've got another.
Now, they have their job to do. I have to say, Mr. Keach will be doing 9:20 to 9:30, 9:30 to 9:40, 9:49. That's just the way it goes. Mm. So that was on our end.
And, Mike, is your son...
I wanted to ask him what he thought about Paul Newman. He was in Judge Roy Bean.
Damn
one
it!
Of my great Westerns of all time. I wanted to ask him about that. What were you going to say, Oscar?
Well, I was curious if we're going to go topics. We're not going to do any hack topics like Hatchimals.
I don't think...
Go
don't
to
think
Christmas
we're
present
go.
Or not.
I don't think we're going to go with hack topics. I don't think that's going to happen. Let's go to Eric, who's on the line. Eric, you want to weigh in on this as far as if we offer topics or not for Wide Open Wednesday?
Sir?
Hello. We have a message from ERC. This is a call from a debt collector.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Who do we owe money to? Buy more
let's
bonus
go,
shows.
Let's go to Carla from Florida. Carla from Florida, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Carla, and I'm calling from my car. How are you guys?
Hi, Carla. How are you? What can we do for you today?
I'm doing well. My opinion of the Wide Open Wednesdays is keep it the way that it is.
Keep it the way that it is. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's great. Well, I always love getting those calls from my my own home state.
Elderly husbands.
Yes.
Good or bad?
Fabulous.
Yeah. Well, thank you, caller. Would you like to say hi to the other guys on the show, Oscar and Rob?
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Carla.
Hey, Dork.
That's nice.
She's good. She's good.
Hey, you know what? Oh, Mike, you so neglected great. To tell her is that since she's our third caller today, she wins a prize.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Oh, my God.
It still does sting when she calls you a dork, right?
It does. Yeah. It does.
You don't like dork?
No, I don't.
You know, she's called me a dork. She called me a
However,
dork,
it's not the most hurtful thing I've gotten today.
No. Oh, no, that's true.
There's a lot of rage.
But you know what? Take solace in this fact.
What?
Okay? You know, I know. It's over. There will not be another word spoken of it. There will not. That's it. We move.
Don't
we
you
move
want to call
forward.
Me at about 7:20 tonight?
Yeah, I don't do that.
That's I know. Bless else. You. Hey, you know what? You. We have another call. Can I punch it up?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Please,
I just wanted everyone to know.
Oh, no!
It's the 1st of December!
24 days for Christmas shopping.
There we go.
24 days to build
you waited till December 1st
24
this year.
24 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 24 more.
Only Hi there.
Oh,
Christmas is
there
coming.
He is.
Have you done your shopping?
Have
Only
you done?
24 days left.
Only 24? He's a dork.
Oh, they're going to love that. Everybody on that thread that wanted to eviscerate me for Wide Open Wednesday loved that bit. They loved that bit. All right, here we go. Let's take a call right now. We go to Sean in Round Rock, Texas.
Wow.
Hi, Sean. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Hello.
Sean, Texas. Oh, you got to say howdy or
yeah,
you won't answer.
We got to pot him up here. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy,
howdy, howdy
Sean.
Howdy.
What can we do for you?
I saw the thread yesterday. Oh. I did not read it because it was 2 pages long and ridiculously stupid. And I thought to myself, wow, this guy has got way too much time on his hands to be writing about these complaints. And I think keep Wide Open Wednesday the way it is. Let people call in. You got your stock tip of the week. You got some good shtick going on there. And
Mo's getting good. Mo's getting great press.
A lot
he
of
got
love.
Good press on the thread. And he got it from this guy as well. But you know, it's interesting. It was the only thing on the thread, Sean, that I saw that I actually said, "Well, maybe see." Because for us, when it's just a greeting like this right now, you're calling about something we're talking about, and it's fabulous
right.
because it's part. It's making
organic.
You part of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of organic at the same time. It's hard to do once again because of the long tail. That's why I love listeners like you that consume the product when it's on the live. App, it's really great, but we'll see. I, you know, what you say carries a lot of weight with me. So we will see what happens. But keep on keeping on, and thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
One more thing. What you can always do is do your caller tutorials and get people to stop saying, "Hey, how are you? How are you guys this morning?"
Hey, what if we did a YouTube thing? Because you know, like you can learn how to do anything on YouTube.
How do you call the show?
How do you call the show? We could do a YouTube video.
That's a great idea.
Thanks for the call, Sean. We appreciate that.
I don't know. That guy.
I love because I come from talk radio. I mean, I love that's what we did. We used to do
you
shows.
You are talk radio, Mike.
Was that a compliment?
No, that's why we all laughed. God damn it. That's the way that all happened right there. The thing about it is I do love, coming from a 4-hour radio show, in an Oscars case, a 5-hour radio
right.
show, which we all loved when they did that.
Mm.
The thing about
you
it is.
We had a choice. They had us by the short hairs.
Your choice was to say no. No, I know you didn't have a choice.
Remember when they were running weekend tapes and we did the math and found out that Don and Mike programming made up 22% of WJFK's broadcast week? Because they were
crazy.
Running so much best of over the weekend.
Oh, wow. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Saturation. And the thing about it is I think we could I love callers because that's what I come from. And we used to have shows where that's what it was. And we get on something and it was great. And yes, there are always going to be people that are stumbling through it. Could the calls on Wide Open Wednesday be better? Could I, could I tweak it a little bit? I think everything can be modified.
Evolve
everything can
die.
Be improved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything could be, freshened up. The whole reason you do this, if you sit on your hands and you don't change anything ever, it does get stale. And the fact is that I love it. This is the truth. This is the real truth, the way I feel about it. I get mad when I read a thread like that initially. In fact, I get real pissed. I get it really just initially is just like, oh, great. Because maybe because I'm trying to promote political persuasions at the same time. So that is just like
mixed
great.
Messages.
This is what everybody's getting excited about. But then when I settle in, I'm like, well, I've got material for the show. It's great to have material for the show. And as far as someone who calls in and might not be paying attention when we go to them or might be tripping over their tongue a little bit, Look, if you want somebody that's going to be sweetness and light, listen to John Tesh, because you're not going to get that from me because it's not real. Okay? If John Tesh was to take a request and the person's going, was wondering if you could, Brenda, there's a lady, Brenda, you know, John Tesh might be going, well, thanks a lot there, Peter. I appreciate that. But inside, John Tesh is doing what I do outside, which is, you dumbass, formulate a sentence. That's the end. Does that make sense?
I think it does. And I think that would be a way for John Tesh to take his career to the next level. Stop playing piano and start yelling at idiots.
But John Tesh, have you? That's what my wife listens to down here on the radio, the John Tesh show, where John Tesh, and I get so angry when she's listening to him. She says, because he's playing Christmas music, and Carla likes to listen to Christmas music. Then someone hands him, this is John Tesh's show prep.
Okay.
All right. And I know John Tesh doesn't do it. They hand him a stack of index cards. And the index cards go, doctors have shown that spending more time in sunlight will improve your mood and boost your vitamin D, which has other health benefits as well. Have you ever heard John Tesh?
No, I didn't know he had
That's
a radio show.
He's got a syndicated radio show.
Oh, my
intelligence. How did you not know that, you
Intelligence
radiophile?
For Your Life.
Yeah.
It's called Intelligence for Your Life.
What's it called? What's it called, Rofo?
Intelligence for Your Life. It's been on for the last 10 years.
Intelligence for Your Life.
Oh, my God.
He plays music, and then he comes on, and he says, well, it's actually a known fact that if you are more averse to putting on sunscreen, that kind of crap.
The human head. Wow.
And he does.
His big Frankenstein head. His head weighs more than the average head.
The human rectum is almost miraculously elastic. No, that's another. That's a Patton Oswalt bit. That's a Patton Oswalt bit.
I remember that.
That's totally different.
You know, with years of practice, you can stifle the gag reflex.
Oh, come on.
I'm John Tesh.
Gross.
Here's Andy Williams.
The John Tesh Show. Scientists have shown that the certain biological functions. No, we're not going to do that.
Changed my blood with that of the blood of a non-believer. It is the John Tesh Show.
John Tesh Vampire. There we are.
We're about on the 39 break, Mike.
So we are on the 39
break. Can you give a quick primer just for those that won't see our YouTube tutorial, won't ever understand why and or how you're supposed to call in? I've always said you get in and get out.
If you call and you want to say you like the show, you say, I just wanted to say I love the show, and that's okay. But we do get, and we like that, and that's okay. I'm not going to tell people you can't call and say you like the show. If you're motivated to call us, we do Wide Open Wednesdays. What does wide mean? It means that's everybody. What does open mean?
It's
the
elastic.
Topic is open.
Not
that's
elastic.
It. But we may pepper Wide Open Wednesdays. So here's the solution. This is my decision, and it is final.
Yes.
We will continue Wide Open Wednesdays. The topics will still be wide open. You do not have to call on topic, but we will offer a topic of the day. And that is our job.
Oh, there we go.
That is
perfect.
Our job. And
Dilly dilly.
All right, we'll take a break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about a lot of different things, including three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh, okay,
and
good.
I want to forewarn our audience when I review this movie. I really can't do it without a spoiler alert. So I'm telling you, even before the break, that there is a spoiler alert. I have to talk about something that's going to be... I can't review the movie without doing it. And I have a tremendous review of this movie.
Okay.
All right.
Be prepared. There will be a spoiler alert. If you're planning on going to see this, if it was important to you like it was important to me, be aware that I will warn you to turn your radio down.
Okay.
All right, that's the way we're going to do it. We'll take a break. Be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
It was almost Christmas time. There it is. Okay.
Here I stood in another line.
Who sings this?
It's called New Song, is the name of the band. And you got to give the guy credit, Mike. What a sincere vocal.
I was standing back in line.
I could probably come up with some Matt Lauer lyrics.
Oh, no.
At the coffee machine. That's where he met him.
Called my last intern into my office. I hit the button, locked the door.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And the toner fell on the floor.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I can't start my day without shaving with my Harry's. I had one of those moments today where I had my Harry's razor, and I was determining, is it ready? Is it ready for maybe a new one to swap out a new blade? And once again, the answer more often than not is no.
Always
because
no.
They're so beautifully made. It's the closest, most comfortable shave of my life. I love Harry's. I love it so much that I am prepared to say this. Harry's makes the perfect, I mean perfect, holiday gift. Perfect. Harry's is offering gift sets that include German-engineered five-blade cartridges for a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel that is the best I've ever used, smells amazing, a special limited edition winter chrome or emerald green handle, and to make it special, you can personalize it with engraving. What a wonderful gift. Really is a great gift. Sets come ready to gift in beautiful boxes, and they start at just $10. You heard me right.
Wow.
Go into a drugstore. See what a razor costs there. Harry's has great stocking stuffers for everyone, maybe even you. As a special offer for our listeners, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. This offer is only available for holidays. This holiday, give Harry's and give handsome. Get your holiday shopping done early and take advantage of free shipping. To get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last, go to harrys.com/TMOS and do it right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. I want to thank Cappy Pfeiffer, who's been like remarkably generous to me this holiday season and gave us a little Regal gift certificate. We were on the way to the movies anyway, but I want to thank her for that. And Cappy, we love the movie. I was talking about Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which... getting a lot of buzz and a lot of traction. A lot of people want to go see that movie. Yes, Oscar.
It's wide release now because it started off on just a few theaters across the country, right?
Did they do like an early release to get Oscar consideration?
Probably.
And then they go wide.
Are the billboards digital?
The
do
billboards,
they change?
I'm not sure. I have no idea. Because
the cost, any movie, I want to know.
Being goofy. He's asking about the Three Billboards in the movie.
Oh, the Three Billboards in the movie. Yeah. No, stop it. No.
Clear Channel, Oscar.
Yeah, I mean, if they're digital.
I'm not going to tell you about the billboards. I'm going to tell you about the movie itself.
Okay.
You have, and these are the cast members I know. You have Frances McDormand, who is a genius, in my opinion. You have Woody Harrelson. When Woody Harrelson came on the scene with Cheers, I was not a fan. I have grown into the biggest Woody Harrelson fan in the world. I love the
guy. Was it when he played the pornographer? Is that what turned the tide on him?
No, you mean Larry Flynt?
That's it. I couldn't think of the name.
True Detective really put him over the top.
Yeah.
They've got, Sam Rockwell, who is just phenomenal.
He has never made anything less than phenomenal. He does. Yeah.
That's the big three in this movie, and it's just riveting. It's long. It is riveting. And now for the spoiler alert.
Okay.
It is the best movie I have ever seen, but I want to tell you that the ending, I went, that's it. I'm not going to say anything
more
than that.
That's not a spoiler.
I'm not going to say anything more than that. It was, oh, God.
Gut-wrenching? Was it scary?
Surprising?
Upset?
Surprising is the word I will go with. Let me tell you this, that it has been a long time where Carl and I, we do it in reverse order. We don't do dinner and a movie. We do movie and dinner. That's the way we do it. And
why is that? You never explained why.
Because we like to be back home for our babysitter at about 8 o'clock at night.
Okay,
that's what we like to do. And
we've
got a kid that gets up at 5 o'clock, 5:45 in the morning. So our day starts early. The thing is, we're going to a party tonight at 7:30 and like a regular grown up party. And I'm not sure whether I'm going to pass out at the table because I haven't been up that late in so long. That's my tragic personal life that I have. This movie, I have not. We the entire meal, the drive to the restaurant that we went to, sitting at dinner, we could not stop talking about this movie. This movie is, I'll tell you, what I love in a film is when you don't know what's coming. Mm-hmm. You don't see it coming, and I will tell you something. Frances McDormand is just awesome. It is funny. It is sad. It is suspenseful. It's got all of it. And then the ending. That's all I'm going to say. And the ending was, let me just say this. I loved the movie in spite of it.
Really?
That's the spoiler
alert. It's getting 94%.
Yeah, amazingly high reviews.
It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. It's really fantastic.
All the clips on YouTube, I think, are misrepresentative because they put like five clips out from the movie company, right?
Does it say how long the movie is, by the way?
I'll give you it right now. Give me 2 seconds.
They all lean towards funny. They all lean towards funny moments. Like the clip we played that you'll hear on the bonus show this weekend where she comes in and yells at Woody Harrelson in the police station is a genuinely funny scene. But you're saying there is also suspense and terror in it.
It's 120 minutes long, roughly, give or take.
Okay.
119 of those minutes are great.
Damn. Wow.
I'm sorry. I want to see if people agree with me when they
You know
it,
what is so amazing is that it. Now that you have this one little dash of disappointment attached to it makes me want to see it even more.
But I will say that the disappointment of this movie is also the catalyst for just ridiculous amounts of conversation.
Is there a fourth
billboard? You can't
billboard?
Stop talking about it. What's that?
Is there a fourth billboard?
There's not a fourth billboard, Oscar. Why are you still on the billboards?
He's thinking maybe he could get somehow and put the show on it.
Guy.
Yeah, he's an ad
we've
guy.
We've always liked it. We've always wanted billboards, you know. Nothing quite like a billboard. There's nothing.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you something. Two things I've experienced, and I'm blessed to have experienced them in my life. One is seeing my name up in lights when we did our Circus show. Mm-hmm. The other one is to have, and the State Theater show, which is great. Yeah. The other one is to be on a billboard.
On 95. That is
and not be a criminal. That's
I would drive into 105.7 and see you and Don just
The Baltimore billboard.
As I'm rolling into Charm City.
Someday I'll be on those billboards again, but it'll be a silver alert. That's exactly what it's going to be. It'll be one of those silver alerts.
Have you ever seen the silver alert on the highway?
God, it's every other day.
But been in a car that's just like the silver alert. My girl drives my mom's 10-year-old Avalon, right?
It's usually like a blue like Prius. Or like an old Corolla.
Yeah. But I'm in
like
an
that.
Old Avalon.
I would think Buick might
Avalon.
Play heavy.
Yeah. I've seen silver alerts for Avalon.
Yeah, so
before.
We're driving to my parents' house, and we have roughly 30 minutes on the highway.
Right.
The silver alert is, I can't believe I haven't talked about this, the silver alert is for her car. So people are driving by us and definitely eyeballing and see if this is an old or a gentleman or lady that's lost.
Well, you know what? The silver alert will be coming soon enough. But run out and see it. I welcome you guys giving me your feedback on it if you felt the same way. But I will tell you, it's just, you know, we always talk about checking watches and sitting down. Nothing. You're mesmerized.
Wow.
You are mesmerized from the beginning. And the flawed characters... Oh, my God. There's nothing predictable. There's nothing predictable.
I love
and it's
that.
Just and it's spectacularly unpredictable. And even with the last minute, it's still just maybe the last 15 seconds.
What's
the
wow? Right before the credits.
Yeah. Well, yes. I'm sorry.
It's an emotional thriller.
It's an emotional thriller. It's a dark comedy. It's suspenseful. It's sad. It's a commentary. It's social commentary. It's everything. And Woody Harrelson has evolved into this spectacular actor. And when he's on screen, along with Sam Rockwell, and they're working with Frances McDormand, just line them up. The Oscar nominations are on their way. I'm pretty good at that, and be aware of that. And then it was off to our new favorite restaurant, which I wanted to give them a plug, even though they're not buying advertising.
Yeah.
But man, oh man. Well, we don't have the money we used to have, so Iguana Mia, the Mexican restaurant.
Sounds like something you get treatment for.
Tex-Mex.
Oh my God, just fantastic.
We go to Iguana Mia. Come down with a bad case of Iguana Mia.
We go to Iguana Mia. We get the $5 frozen margarita, which packs a punch. We have one of them, and then we split the large fajitas, which is
killer website, Rofo.
There it is, Rofo.
Yeah, but you know the worst thing about eating at Iguana Mia, Mike, is the last minute.
Spoiler alert. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back with hey, it's Oscar's take.
Oscar's right. take.
Oscar's take coming up on Oscar's the Mike O'Mara show. Spoiler alert, Oscar's take.
Hey, everybody, if you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody happy. Happy, happy, happy is everybody. What are you laughing at? What is going on?
I was waving at Adrian next door. He's just sitting there alone in a room.
Yeah. Okay. He looks even smaller, if possible.
I'd laugh too. Fun and easy for her, yummy for me, and the most amazing variety. It is the better way to cook. I love, love, love my Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Blue Apron offers 12 recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. How do you like some roasted chicken and fall vegetables with cranberry and ginger compote?
Oh, yeah.
Or barramundi and mixed mushrooms with jasmine rice and Napa cabbage? It's the best food in town. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to their first dinner, a $30 value, if you visit blueapron.com/TMOSO. Check out this week's menu and get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook, ladies and gentlemen. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of Mike O'Mara, the show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar! Hi.
Hello there.
The first text message ever was sent 25 years ago this Sunday, as they say down here. They don't say Sunday down here. They say Sunday.
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 Sunday. Are you going Tuesday or Wednesday?
When did you get back?
Anyway,
don't forget we have a game on Sunday, Sam.
Sunday, Sam. First text message 25 years ago. Now, according to a new survey, half of people say that texting has pretty much replaced all other forms of communication for them. I don't know whether that includes speaking, but more than half of the people said that's the way they communicate with people.
Mike and gentlemen, thank you for having me. And in a world of sex and new phone, who dis? I think when the texts were first invented, the forefathers, the inventors, actually thought, well, this is going to be a great way to get a message to someone that can't talk on the phone. I don't think they ever thought that the text would become number one in the clubhouse as far as communication.
Do you remember the first text you ever sent or got?
Yes.
What was it?
It was 911 call me, because I was so used to pager talk on it.
Right.
And when you had to send a text, numbers on a numerical keyboard were so much easier than anything else.
Sure, sure.
First text I ever got was actually not on my own phone. It was when we were taking a brand new, when we started taking texts at the radio station.
Right.
I will never forget it as long as I have. We had a screen just like we have them here, and we had text messages coming in, and I remembered the first one.
What was it?
It was F-U-F ball. Oscar, you're
That's
listening to
That's the first
Oscar's
one I sent.
Yes. This is Oscar, dogs in cartoons tend to be morons and cats are little evil geniuses. But a new study has basically proven dogs are the smarter species. Scientists figured out a way to count how many neurons different animals have in their cerebral cortex, the part of the brain associated with complex thought. And dogs have over twice as many. And it's not just because their brains are bigger. A lot of big-brained animals are dumb. For example, the brain of a bear is 10 times bigger than a cat's brain, but they found they have roughly the same number of neurons. Raccoon brains are impressive, too. They're the size of a cat brain, but have the same number of neurons as a dog, but they're all still pretty stupid compared to us. Dogs and raccoons both have around 500 million neurons. Your cerebral cortex has about 16 billion.
Wow.
So we're way ahead of the curve.
Fellas,
here, so,
this just in from the Rob Spiewak desk. We should count intern neurons.
Because I think that certain ones have huge brains, but the neurons might be the problem.
I've never heard of a cat racing into a burning building and dragging out their owner.
Bingo.
Only dogs know that. That's why dogs are a man's best friend.
Yes.
Yeah, as far as cats go.
Yeah, and happy birthday, Linus, who's 5 today and knows how to open Venetian blinds.
That's wonderful. That's
smart dog.
A lot of neurons.
Yeah.
That's the neurons. Oscar, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Ever since
the cronut was invented, people have been trying to make the next great baked good. And this might just be it. Cinnabon announced that they found a way to make chocolate chip cookies that are stuffed with cinnamon rolls.
Man. Oh, I got to go.
Not sure how, but they did. Anyway, they go on sale on Monday, and they'll be available for a limited time. Chocolate chip cookies stuffed into cinnamon rolls.
Fellas, do you remember the time where everybody was like, oh my God, McDonald's, its stock is dying because people want to eat healthy all the time?
Yeah.
I would say that...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's chocolate chip cookies that are stuffed with cinnamon rolls. So the chocolate cookies on the
We're on the same page.
This changes everything.
Yeah, we're on the same page, Mike. The idea that, A, McDonald's is back because you can have McDonald's delivered to your house, so the shame of going to McDonald's is gone.
Right.
It just literally comes to your home like any other delivery through Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnabon has been a staple of any airport in America. Because when you get on a plane, you want nothing better than to get into a Cinnabon. I would get into multiple cookies. Less messy, same great taste. Two thumbs up from this guy.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, Oscar's ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, a Scottish airline helped reunite a missing girl with her teddy bear in style by sending the stuffed animal back home on a first-class flight. Logan Air shared photos of the missing teddy bear's trip after four-year-old Summer left behind her teddy bear at Edinburgh Airport.
Ooh, I got a teddy bear sticking out.
Before I don't know why I said that. Before a flight to Orkney, Scotland. Following a Facebook plea by Mum Donna, one of the cabin crew, Kirsty Walter, came to the rescue, the airline said. Walter showed Summer's missing toy some teddy love and care, or TLC as you Americans call it, by giving the stuffed bear its own seat in first class, as well as a caramel wafer, which I guess is a Scottish confection.
I think it's also a category. Don't Google it.
Caramel wafers. There you go, Oscar. What do you think
Mike,
of that?
Mike, this is what's wrong with our world. Somebody did something right for once, and we celebrate it. The idea that you leave something on a plane and then bring it back to its owner, that some press, some PR executive said, we're going to make this into a money-making press opportunity, which is fine. But I would say this, whether you leave your phone, your teddy bear, your glasses, is it that hard to get back from the airline? They should bring it back to you. You paid all that money to get on, right?
Hey,
Dilly dilly.
It's part of the service.
You're listening to Oscar's Take. And finally, Oscar, for the first time ever, Viagra will be available over-the-counter and without prescription. Reuters reports Pfizer plans to start selling an over-the-counter version of the erectile dysfunction medication this spring in the UK. The new Viagra Connect will have the same major ingredient as regular Viagra. According to Fortune magazine, sales of Viagra have been declining since 2012, and Pfizer hopes an over-the-counter version will open a new revenue channel. I welcome your take on this today.
I know a guy named Schmosker Fantana that may or may not have taken Viagra recreationally. And
did it help him talk?
No. And actually, what it does something with your blood, right, down below. Like, it opens that up. I'll say this. It's fun. So if they want another revenue stream, like somebody would want something on the outside, but it talk about a headache afterwards. It's like a bad hangover. And don't mix it with alcohol.
Because
you might take your girl to Pound Town, but that's how your head's going to feel in the morning.
Okay, thank you, Bert. That was fitting in. They're always, the kickers are always fun.
I look forward to the ad for generic Viagra where it just says, it's fun.
It's fun. That's it. Hey, that's why I love Oscar's Take. Thank you, Oscar. We will take a break and come back with Rob's little audio vault and the sounds of the week right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. The best
music Penny 7 Hey, folks, this Saturday morning, Rob Radio returns to the airwaves featuring double shots. Yes, twofers from the Lovin' Spoonful, Paul McCartney, Otis Redding, Tommy James and the Shondells, even Neil Diamond. And we play the first Christmas song of the year. Don't miss it. 97.1 FM in Ocean City or worldwide at 971thewave.com. Saturday mornings at 7 a.m., Rob Radio. Season's greetings. Rob
Spiewak. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Since I began the Political Persuasions podcast, there has been a presidential election in these United States. I think that everyone would agree things have changed. And so now has Political Persuasions. Your favorite political podcast is back, reimagined, and we've made it even better. I am still in the anchor chair, but we've added something new and different to the show. A man who actually knows what he's talking about. Yes. We had him on the show earlier this week. Top Washington journalist and former CNN on-air investigative correspondent, Mr. Chris Freites. Chris has reported for Politico, National Journal, The Denver Post, and was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. And now he's partnering up with me to take news and analysis and politics to a whole nother level. And, yeah, we do have a little fun, too.
Sure.
Download the first episode of the new Political Persuasions. Please do it this weekend. We
want to
get those downloads up. And you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com and subscribe on iTunes. You're going to love it. Political Persuasions now more than ever. And, Rob, you have those slug lines for Political Persuasions,
yes,
which are
intelligent, informed, irreverent.
There it is. Political Persuasions, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open up. Oh, I got to get my thing open here.
I-I-R.
Here we go over here.
No, just I-I-I.
Here we go.
Irreverent.
I-I-I.
Oh, yeah.
I-I-I-I-I-I-I. Now it's time for the audio vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Rofo, by the way, Rofo's sitting in for Pony today.
Yeah,
he's having a good time.
He's our good luck charm.
That's right.
Hello, Rob, for you.
Viagra.
I was shocked to find out that Jim Nabors was still alive. I thought he was dead.
I thought he was a goner, too. And I enjoyed your text message to everybody yesterday.
I don't know that we should share it, but I do know that we swap words when...
one of the great jokes of all time, though.
Do you remember who loved it the most?
Who's that?
Bill Daly. Remember
Bill Daly.
From the old Newhart show?
And also, that's right. Yes.
I Dream of Jeannie.
He said, Bill Daly.
I remember his reaction. He was, oh.
That's fantastic.
So Google it. Anyway, Gomer Pyle, best known as Jim Nabors' most loved character.
Mm-hmm.
He launched on the Andy Griffith Show and then got his own spinoff with the great Frank Sutton and Ronnie Schell.
Yes, Sergeant Carter.
And, but he will always, to me, be Gomer Pyle. Here are some of his popular catchphrases from the Andy Griffith Show.
Shazam.
And my favorite episode, when I think of him, great, great episode, top five for me, Citizen's Arrest. When Barney Fife writes him a ticket for an illegal U-turn, then Barney does an illegal U-turn, and Gomer arrests Barney.
And Gomer Pyle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Gomer Pyle was a very successful spinoff, right?
Oh, I mean, huge. Made a lot of money for Andy Griffith. Andy Griffith.
This is a clip from the Andy Griffith
show. This is the Andy Griffith show from the Citizen's Arrest episode.
Hooray!
Now, just a minute. What are you talking about? You made a U-turn, and as a law-abiding citizen, it's my duty to call you on it. You're supposed to be setting examples for the rest of us.
That's right. You tell him now, Gomer, just a minute. This little black and white baby here is a real emergency vehicle. Now, why don't you just stop trying to get even?
But you weren't on no emergency call.
Gosh, you weren't on no emergency
call. You made a mistake, Deputy. Now write yourself out a ticket.
That's right. You've got to be kidding.
You hear that, folks? There are two sets of laws. One for the police and one for the ordinary citizen.
Police. There's two sets of laws. And I think people will. This was only 3 years ago, the last time he sang at the Indianapolis 500 with that crazy Southern accent that he affected as Gomer. He had that huge singing voice. And he would always sing that. Back Home Again in Indiana at the Indy 500.
Back Home Again.
Whoa.
In Indiana. And it seems that I.
So
how old was he, Rob?
He was, I believe, 82.
82.
I believe. I'm not certain about that. But
too soon.
So yeah, and you know what? A genuinely nice guy. And he also did some great sketch work on the Carol Burnett Show. Carol Burnett loved Jim Nabors.
Really unique personality and sad. Sad for the Nabors family.
Also sad for the lady who was asked to remove herself from the drive-thru line at Burger King because she was taking too long. She went in and asked to speak to the manager, and this is how the manager treated her. Remember, if you want it your way, go to Burger King.
So we have a time limit to get food?
Get the out of here.
And we have a time limit to get food? No, call them.
I'm calling them.
I
don't give a get the out of my store.
Yeah, this is going live everywhere, I'm telling you, because that's bullshit.
I don't care. I asked you to leave.
We have kids.
Can you stop it for a second because I'm confused who is who. Is it the manager that says, I don't give an F?
Yeah, the manager is trying to kick her out of the store. She went in to complain to the manager, and the manager just started berating her.
Oh, my God. So, Brad wouldn't do that from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, and he would also serve no fries before their time.
Ma'am, I'm about to kick 100% of your
ass. So we got a time limit to get food?
Oh, my.
You're pathetic.
Yes, I am. Thank
so we can't have your name?
Have a nice day, ma'am.
But the hot dogs are excellent. Man. So there's that.
At Burger King?
Yes.
Well, they have hot dogs now?
Yeah, we did a taste test on the bonus
grilled
show.
Hot dogs.
Grilled hot dogs. They say they're a great value. I'm not a big fan.
Man, they got a place down the street called Matt's Red Hots that hasn't opened yet, but they like blew up the place and like painted it and everything. It's like it's sparkling new, and I'm just chomping at the at
will
the
it be as good as local entrees over there?
Yeah. Will it be as good as Iguanaria?
Iguanamia, not Iguanaria.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Iguanaria. Iguanaria.
Oh, I got a bad taste of it.
That's why I hate him and I love him. Because I will stay with Iguanaria. Jesus, he didn't even try and it was funny. Iguanaria.
My hero.
Oh my God.
My hero remains Jimmy Kimmel. Because
you get iguanaria?
A bad case of it. So what happens is Roy Moore had a press conference. What's that I smell? Is that iguanaria? He sent a guy down to a Roy Moore press conference to mess with Roy Moore. Mm-hmm. Roy Moore got in a Twitter war with him saying, if you want to come down and challenge our Christian values, you should come down yourself and be a man. So Jimmy Kimmel takes on Roy Moore on his show last night, and this is pretty great.
I'm going to come down to Gadsden, Alabama with a team of high school cheerleaders, okay? We'll meet you at the mall. Don't worry, I can get you in.
I can get you
when
in.
When the girls and I show up, if you can control yourself and behave, if you can somehow manage to keep little Roy in your little cowboy pants, when those nubile young cheerleaders come bounding in, you and I will sit down at the food court. And we'll talk about Christian values because, and I don't know if it doesn't fit your stereotype, but I happen to be a Christian too. I made my first Holy Communion. I was confirmed. I pray. I support my church. One of my closest friends is a priest. I baptized my children. Christian is actually my middle name. I know that's shocking, but it's true. So if you're open to it, when we sit down, I will share with you what I learned at my church. At my church, forcing yourself on underage girls is a no-no. It's some even consider it to be a sin.
Talk about using your power for good.
Huh? Oh, Kimmel is so, and he does it with humor,
so
which
smart.
Is so brilliant.
Yep. Yeah, I love him. My He's God. My hero. By the way, people stop sending me this tape. I don't think it's real, but just to satisfy you, I'll play it. It was trending on YouTube yesterday. It's man tapes his first fart in front of his girlfriend. It's exactly what it says it is. It seems awfully staged to me, okay?
Okay.
Wow. We're just farting in front of each other now.
Wow. We're just farting in front of each other now.
That's a great reaction. That almost makes me think it was real. Play it again, please.
All right. I'm still voting fake, but you know what? Not unentertaining.
Wow. We're just farting in front of each other now.
I think it's real.
What does she say after farting in front of me?
We're just farting in front of each other now. So anyway, you can make your own judgment. Let us close with this. There is how's that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. In Michigan, one of the candidates for attorney general is running this ad. I've compressed it, but I've changed nothing. This is the actual ad. Her name is Dana Nessel. Has politics really come to this?
When you're choosing Michigan's next attorney general, ask yourself this. Who can you trust most not to show you their penis in a professional setting? Is it the candidate who doesn't have a penis? I'd say so. Yes, I'm a woman. That's not a liability. That's an asset. I'm Dana Nessel. I approve of putting more women on the ticket in November, and I approve this message.
Remember, Mike, if you don't have a penis, you can't show your penis.
It's vote Nessel. Dumbest thing. That's about the dumbest thing.
The worst.
Yeah.
The worst. Terrible. Can we hear that fart again?
Yeah, one more time. And the weird thing about that Dana Nessel ad is the whole thing, she's topless. here's Oscar's tape. Oscar's tape.
Wow. We're just farting in front of each other.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you very much, everybody. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. Our thanks to Mr. Stacy Keach. The program is with Matt LeBlanc, and it's Man Around the House or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Man with a Plan.
Man with a Plan.
Man with a Plan.
You think that guy
Monday at 8:30 on CBS?
Yeah. Just before we go, you think that guy who farted in front of his girlfriend went to a gonorrhea?
I think there's every chance that he did. That's a precursor with that.
It's called setting the table.
Fajitas for two. Hey, political persuasions this weekend. Make sure you give it a listen, okay? We want to get a bunch of
downloads for it.
So please, and hey, thanks for all your feedback on Wide Open Wednesday. Really made me feel good. Anyway, that's it. And we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. And don't forget our bonus show. If you've never gotten it, it's a great one this week. You might want to subscribe. Have a great weekend. We'll see you. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
He was in a good mood today, right, Rob?
Yeah, good mood, I thought.
Publicist.
One last time. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.